from KQED.
In the last 60 years, San Mateo County has had one black supervisor and one Latino supervisor. All the rest have been white. Today, the county's population is one quarter Asian, one quarter Latino, and almost 3% black. And it might be easier now to make San Mateo's government reflect its people after voters passed Measure B last month. Now, the county will elect supervisors by district instead of at large. Francesca Segre has the story.
That's not Frazier, that's Florence Chess.
We're standing in the hall of the San Mateo County Government Center in Redwood City,
and
Supervisor Dave Pine is pointing to a long wall of photos.
So what you'll see on this wall is pictures of supervisors over the last 60 years, and you'll have to really search to find anyone other than a Caucasian.
Pine believes the new voting system will help diversify the board to better reflect the demographics of the county. That's because candidates can now focus on appealing to one of the county's five districts instead of the entire county population.
With a district election system, more people can run for office because they don't have the burden of having to raise many hundreds of thousands of dollars or having substantial name recognition.
San Mateo County put the measure on the ballot as it faced a civil rights lawsuit filed last year. The suit claims the at-large system dilutes the voting power of minority residents. Ray Satori is a Filipino-American, and he's a plaintiff in the suit. He says he won't drop the suit until he's sure that the new voting system is fairly enacted. Satori does a lot of his organizing here at the Bayanihan Filipino Resource Center in Daly City.
We have a lot of Filipinos in Daly City who are aspiring to be a supervisor, but they cannot because of the expense, because of the political field is not level, so to speak.
Satori and other Filipino-Americans at the center believe that with a more diverse board, minorities may feel they have better access to government officials and more say in defining county priorities. Voting rights attorney Robert Rubin agrees. Rubin represents Satori and others in the case against San Mateo County. Rubin says he's filed a dozen similar suits against local governments and their at-large voting systems to force compliance with the state's 2001 California Voting Rights Act.
Two-thirds of all school boards in the state of California do not have a single Latino member. That is in a school system that I believe is approximately 50% Latino. That's just reprehensible. It cannot possibly fairly reflect the interests of the community when such a large segment of the community is shut out of the political process.
He points to the Madera School Board, which had only one Latino on its seven-member board under at-large elections. After Rubin won a lawsuit and the board converted to district elections, four of the members elected to the board were Latino.
This is as empowering a tool to minority communities as the removal of literacy tests and poll taxes were 30, 40 years ago.
Many in San Mateo continue to oppose district elections. Sheriff Greg Monks thinks it might make politics more parochial.
For example, I'm in the process of building a new jail in the county. My concern is that if a supervisor is only concerned about his or her district, they're not going to be willing to make tough choices about where to place something like a jail or a homeless shelter or something that a lot of times people don't want in their district.
Monk says San Mateo is one of the best-run counties in the state. He doesn't see why a shift is necessary. Redwood City Mayor Alicia Aguirre, a Latina, agrees the county is well-run, but she still gets questions from her constituents.
Alicia, why don't we have more Latinos participating? What do we need to do to get them on our boards? And so I see it as it's really a path of educating folks, of empowering.
Aguirre is optimistic that electing via districts will encourage more candidates to get involved in local elections and perhaps add more people of color to that wall of supervisor photos at the County Government Center. For KQED News, I'm Francesca Segre in San Mateo County.